Part 4, The Runners-Up. But White Cowbull was not the only warrior who described the death of a 7th Cavalry trooper on a sorrel horse that day. Many Sioux and Cheyenne warriors spoke of the curious suicide of an American soldier on a fast sorrel horse which was stocking-legged, in other words, a sorrel horse with 4 white socks, which can only be Custer's famously fast sorrel horse with 4 white socks, Victory. As He Dog told it, one soldier with a stocking-legged horse got away, around the big body of Indians toward the north. He had a very fast horse and was pursued until they were about to give up the chase, when he shot himself with his revolver and the horse was caught. White Cowbull added the graphic detail, "I saw him yank out his revolver and thought he was going to shoot back at these warriors. Instead, he put the revolver to his head, pulled the trigger, and fell dead." This suicide story has 2 important elements for identifying Custer: the crucial sorrel horse with 4 white socks and the fatal bullet wound to the head. Apart from White Cowbull's kill story, the Custer suicide story is the only kill story that could actually be Custer. And apart from White Cowbull's story, the Custer suicide story is also the best supported of the possible Custer kill stories in the eyewitness record of the battle. But there are 2 more Cheyenne kill stories involving an American officer on a sorrel horse at the end of the battle. Renowned Cheyenne warriors Brave Bear and White Shield also said they saw a 7th Cavalry officer on a sorrel horse killed near the end of the battle, and White Shield identified the killer as Northern Cheyenne warrior Old Bear with assistance from Kills in the Night. Both these kill stories are credible and check out as far as it's possible to check. Could one of these warriors be Custer's conqueror? Probably not. Here's why. Old Bear shot his victim in the back between the shoulder blades, and there is no evidence Brave Bear was carrying a gun. Furthermore, neither of these accounts mentions the slain American officer's sorrel horse having 4 white socks, the crucial identifying mark of Custer's horse Victory. Another problem with the American suicide and Brave Bear and Old Bear's kills is that they all came at the chaotic end of the battle. After the Americans' final defensive perimeter had collapsed, and anyone could have been riding a sorrel horse. Many Sioux, Cheyenne, and American stories of the battle, including the accounts of Gall, Lights, Mrs. Spotted Hornbull, Yellow Nose, Horned Horse, John Martin, and George Bird Grinnell, described how the Indians stampeded the 7th Cavalry's horses as the Americans retreated, producing equine mayhem on the battlefield. The same sort of problems plague all the candidates on Astonisher.com's Who Killed Custer Top 10 list, except White Cowbull. For instance, Rain in the Face's anonymous boy made his kill with a lance, not a gun. Lazy White Bull killed an officer in buckskin with short hair, but he had no mustache. Spotted Calf killed an officer with a tomahawk, not a gun, etc. But the biggest problem with the American suicide, Brave Bear, and Old Bear's claims, and all the rest on Astonisher.com's Who Killed Custer Top 10 list, is that there is no eyewitness evidence that Custer was still alive after his initial attack at Medicine Tail Coulee. In fact, the eyewitness record indicates Custer was either killed or badly wounded before any of the other warriors on Astonisher.com's Who Killed Custer Top 10 list even got into the fight against Custer's troops.